This is Human Signal. I'm your host, Dr. Tobias Floyd.
In today's episode, I talk about how to find yourself again. The greatest and most important adventure of our lives is discovering who we really are. Yet, so many of us walk around either not really knowing or listening to outside critics that give us all the wrong ideas about ourselves. Each of us is born on this planet for a certain purpose. We all have a certain mission to realize in life. Realizing our full potential and finding our true self is our true destination. Today's high speed, high pressure, high stress world may have you feeling out of balance most of the time. You may be lost between balancing work and family. The struggle is real. But don't despair, there is hope. Ultimately, you are listening today because you want to improve your life and live a meaningful one. You want more zest, more flavor, more fullness. In the realest sense, you want to become a better person. You want to wake up in the morning excited, jumping out of bed with a thirst for life that you haven't felt since you were a child. So let's get to it. How to find yourself again. Wake your conscious self. What does this really mean to awaken? It's fair to say that awakening is a journey from the limitations to freedom, from unconsciousness to conscious. Whether you purposely choose to take this journey or an unexpected experience throws you onto the path, once you start, there's no turning back. Turn your attention inward and observe yourself, placing your attentions firmly in the present moment. You can notice your thoughts, analyze your feelings, pay attention to the sensations in your body, feel your breath, engage in self-examination, and survey your situation and surroundings. Not getting too deep into the metaphysical here, but meditation is a good way to achieve this. Step number two, stop living life on autopilot. 96% of people admit to making most decisions on autopilot, such as what to eat, what to watch on TV, or what to wear, without thinking what they are doing. There are some more stops within number two that I'm going to share, such as stop your predictable routine. Your calendar is full of repetitive tasks, people, and you follow your plan without thinking, and you don't leave any room for improvisation or last minute changes. Stop pleasing others. That's a big one. You let other people's expectation define your choices. You're not paying attention to what you need. Stop being always on. You never take time to pause, to reflect on how you are feeling or what you are doing. You're too busy, distracted, or both. Stop feeling like time flies. You know why this happens? Because you can't remember what you did throughout the day. You feel guilty because you feel you haven't accomplished much. And lastly, stop believing you're missing out. Fear of missing out comes from unhappiness. Stop comparing your life to others. Stop paying so much attention to how others around you are doing. Now, I must admit, this is easy advice to give, but it's hard to follow, simply because the evidence of how others are doing is so persuasive. Most of us seem to care a great deal about social status, but social comparison is destructive to our sense of well-being. If you stop this behavior, you will feel less constricted and less anxious. Number three, immerse yourself in solitude. Give yourself some time and space to get away from it all. The expectations, the conversation, the noise, social media, TV, the pressure. Take some time each day to go for a long walk and to think. Park your butt on a park bench and look around. Take in the scenery. Whatever you do, move away from anything that distracts you from contemplating your life and where you want it to go. In solitude, you should feel independent and self-sufficient. Not lonely, needy, or afraid. If you're a creative person, you may find that time alone will help stoke your creativity. While it's nice to collaborate with others, sometimes it's hard to truly be creative when you're always surrounded by others. Number four, abandon the negative. Make a conscious effort to minimize judging others, objects, and yourself. Do this for two reasons. One, positivity is nourishing and can usher in a sense of happiness. Two, opening your mind to new experiences and new people will show you a whole new world. Getting out of your zone will not only teach you something, but it will force you to get to know you. what you're capable of and what you like and dislike and what you have been previously missing in your life. And also, let me add into this step, let go of the regret and act on your dreams. I'm not telling you this will be easy, but I'm telling you it's possible. Too many of us are content to let our dreams be enough for us. What's waiting for you is so much greater. Number 5, serve others. Service to other people and to the community is the ultimate way to discover purpose and a sense of your place in the world. Helping others has a dual benefit. Not only does it provide support to those on the receiving end, but it makes you, the helper, feel better too. When you see how hard life can be for those in greater need than yourself, it's often a wake-up call that places your own worries, concerns, and issue into perspective. It helps you to see what you do have and the opportunities you have been afforded to or been able to seize in life. If you help others, they will help you back. Try serving others. I bet you'll like it. That's my time. I really enjoy sharing with you today's steps on how to find yourself again, and I hope that this message adds value to your life.
In a world of noise, our mission is to keep the signal clear.